Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Top Stories. I'm producer Tom. No, I'm not. He's dead. We're going back to July 2011, and the news of the world phone hacking scandal was going on. And some of us were walking in to make episodes of The Bugle whilst that was happening. Anyway, it prompted one protester to take matters into his own hands. It's Bugle, issue 162, making a mountain out of a mountain.
Top story this week, Addicted to Hack Part 3. Andy, it's hard for any franchise to withstand a third installment without just getting sad. The third Godfather movie wasn't great, the third Back to the Future seemed a bit desperate, and the third Love Guru movie is going to hypothetically bring down the medium of cinema. And the same is true.
Well, what's going to build it up in the meantime?
the second one. The same is true with this third week of News of the World revelations, which started 2 weeks ago as shocking, became exciting, and is now just looking depressing. The circus even had its own clown attempting to entertain the crowd with some tired, misplaced slapstick when someone from the public gallery attempted to push a shaving cream pie into Rupert Murdoch's face. I'm not saying, Andy, that Rupert Murdoch's face does not look better with a shaving cream pie in it. It complements it perfectly. But there's a time and a place for doing that, and it was emphatically neither then nor there. You just don't want to find yourself with any misplaced sympathy for Rupert Murdoch. And when you see an 80-year-old man looking frightened, your heart can mistakenly go out to him. Hello? Is this thing still on? I can't work out why this microphone is still working, Andy. Hello? Is anybody listening to this? How are Andy and I still doing this 3 weeks on? Hello? Should this not have been stopped by now? This doesn't make any sense. Hello? Hello?
It's all right, I can take up busking, John. It's fine.
I've got something to confess.
What's that?
I've not been publishing it the last couple of weeks.
I understand, Chris. That's just protecting your back and kind of protecting mine and Andy's back for us as well.
So, yeah, Murdoch sadly can't be with us on this week's Bugle due to, well, we've got a compulsory retirement age on this show of 79, so we've decided he's too old. But he was assaulted by a protester wielding, as you said, some shaving foam on a paper plate. And incidentally, I was alerted to this fact on Twitter that the guy who did this was following the Bugle Twitter feed. And
oh, no.
I think he was about to write "F you, Chris" in shaving foam on Murdoch's face. But of course, custard pie throwing has a long and proud tradition as a means of protest in Britain. Julius Caesar was custard pied on his first invasion in 55 BC. Got so annoyed by it that he came back the next year. William the Conqueror copped a foamy one in the face at the Battle of Hastings. But tactically, that was an error on the part of King Harold. He should have probably sent in some infantry armed with something a bit more dangerous than custard pies, and inevitably in return he took a pointy one to the eye. And all of this was edited out of the Bayeux Tapestry, of course. But the problem was, as you say, it looked like a man attacking a rambling old pensioner. Not, as he probably intended, striking a blow for the humble everyman against one of the most powerful men in the world who exerts control over vast swathes of what the planet thinks. And the problem is, John, it would have been fine had he gone the whole hog and not 5% of the hog and dressed as a clown and used a fully fledged custard pie, possibly even a high-class Portuguese custard tart.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Because then, you know, that gives it a nice little culinary angle, and we love that in this country. But this is the problem, it wasn't clownish enough. It kind of looked a little bit stroppy. Bit of shaving foam on a plate, a News International spokesman has brushed off the incident as, quotes, an overexcited autograph hunter who has always admired Mr. Murdoch for not having a beard, wanting to have his shaving foam signed.
Rupert Murdoch set the tone at the start of the day by interrupting his son to say, "This is the most humble day of my life." Now, for a start, that's clearly relative, and I can't help thinking that he was using a word he'd heard rather than referencing an adjective that he'd actually ever emotionally experienced. Hello. Although it did turn out that statement was writing cheques that his conscience refused to cash, as it paved the way for a day of Murdoch denying any personal responsibility, steadfastly refusing to resign, and if there was any remaining question about how seriously he was taking the panel's questions, he even at one point nodded off to sleep. And that is a pretty big f*** you to the investigation, Andy. As a panel, you lose your credibility a little bit when the person whose feet you are supposed to be holding to the fire starts to snore.
Yeah, but, I mean, you say holding their feet to the fire. As grillings go, this wasn't the most sausagey of barbecues, was it? Certainly not quite as toasty as what Joan of Arc had to deal with, what most people believe were much less serious allegations.
That is a fair point. But, you know, the Nuremberg trials would have been critically undermined if Martin Bormann and Hermann Göring had nodded off onto each other's shoulders before waking up with a start and saying, I'm sorry, what was that? Not guilty. Yeah, whatever. Thank you. Can you actually keep it down a bit? Marty and I are trying to line up a power snooze.
But it wasn't that impressive on the part of British democracy, and essentially,
no.
What happened was that the structure of the questioning of the House of Commons quiz broke down, as most quizzes do, into a missing words round, some educated guesswork, a what happened next round, and an extremely large amount of charades. And I was hoping at the end they'd just announce a winner and a loser, with the winner being given full control of Sky TV and the loser going to jail. But that didn't happen, and as it was, everyone just shuffled off and said, "Well, that's been done for now." There we go. So there it was. So Rebecca Brooks.
Hello. Hello. I can't, Andy. This microphone's working. There's some problem here.
Rebecca Brooks, essentially, during her testimony, went rope-a-dope. She kept pretty stum, rumbled in the bungle, essentially. She claimed she was only responsible for the quick crosswords in the Agony Aunt column during her time as editor of the News of the World. And I think the problem was, John, that the panel of MPs looked her in the eye, and as you should know from anyone with hair like that, you have to look at them through a mirror. That's basic Greek mythology. And there have been allegations today that James Murdoch might have got some of his answers wrong. He said that he was not aware of an email suggesting that hacking went wider than an obviously too convenient single rogue reporter. Two former News of the World bigwigs said that what he actually meant to say was that he was aware of that email. Murdoch says, "No, I'm sticking with my original answer." So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. The truth, John, has taken an an absolute codload of battering over the last few weeks. See, come to think of it, it's taken a bit of a battering over the last 100,000 years. Well, it should be used to it. Toughen up, truth, and stop complaining. But I just don't know what's true and what's not anymore, John. Just last night, my wife made me a spicy squid salad for my dinner. And I said, is that really squid? Or is that bits of Buzz Aldrin's leg? I just don't know anymore.
The latter half of the week saw the attention turned to the seemingly non-platonic, grubby relationship between News of the World and high-level British politicians.
That is so far from platonic. I mean, I'm not saying it's romantic, John. I think it goes the other side of romantic, into essentially the relationship between a businessman and a prostitute down the back alley of a seedy nightclub.
Hey, they're getting paid, Andy. They're getting paid. It's a living. Prime Minister David Cameron was dragged back from his trip to Africa after just 2 days. And it must have been very difficult for him to explain to his children why he was coming back empty-handed. Sorry, but Daddy didn't have time to get you any souvenirs because he's embroiled in a potentially career-ending ethics scandal. But look, I did bring you back this pen. Look, it's got Daddy's lawyer's legal firm written on the side of it, and you can pretend it's a plane. I'm guessing that he was planning, Andy, on bringing them a stuffed toy lion back, or, knowing his background and if he'd listened to his genetic instincts, a stuffed actual lion. The scene in the House of Commons during the questioning was pretty energetic. I haven't heard so much jeering and screaming since one of those crazy daytime talk shows where the host stands in front of three angry-looking people sitting on the stage and reveals the result of a paternity test. And to be fair, Cameron did his best attempt at humility. Unfortunately, his best is absolutely pathetic. He said his hiring of Andy Coulson as his press secretary, who had just resigned in disgrace from News of the World, in the wake of the first wave of phone hacking revelations, he said, with 2020 hindsight and all that has followed, I would not have offered him the job. But hold on. The phone hacking scandal was the reason he resigned in the first place. You already knew that. That's not 2020 hindsight. That's 2020 sight. That's perfect, unimpaired vision with which to make an informed decision.
Are you banging your hand on the desk there, John? That's what Murdoch was doing in the questioning on Tuesday. He's got into you, John.
Oh, God.
He's bringing you down.
Thanks for listening, Buglers. Go tell a friend about this show and or leave a review or a nice comment somewhere. I like doing it on the inside of cubicles in pubs.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.